Before we get into today's episode, let me tell you about patreon.com/the Delvin Cox Experience. There, you can listen to episodes 2 days earlier, as well as get exclusive shows such as So Tell Me, an introspective podcast by my crazy life, hosted by Chalfie, the D&D podcast, an entertainment podcast with Delvin Jr. talking about all things pop culture, On Shuffle, a music podcast hosted by Mike Fowler, and much, much more. So go to patreon.com/the Delvin Cox Experience. That's patreon.com/the Delvin Cox Experience. I want to give a special shout out to Patreon producer Mikey Famin, host of the Ben Podcast and Dig on America. Thank you. This week, continuing our conversation on gun control, I have the host of the Cult of Us podcast, Mr. Adam Nutter. He's often controversial, he's often opinionated, and he talked about a lot on this episode, including his opinion on gun laws and how he feels it's in fact racist to ban guns. So, like I said before, with each one of these episodes, I let the people's opinions get out there. You make your assessment, and we'll go from there. Continuing the podcast, I have my boy on, Adam Nutter, to talk about gun control. We're just still continuing the same conversation. I think Adam provides a particular set of skills for this conversation because you were in law enforcement.
Yeah.
So you know how that end of things go with it. And I heard on one of your previous podcasts you talk about it with your dad about how the system works with guns and things like that. So I want to get your more perspective on the whole situation. So first and foremost, overall, what do you think of gun control?
All gun control is racist.
Okay, elaborate.
Yeah, I know that's a big thing. People, so all right. Also, I got to clarify who I am first for people who don't know who I am. Obviously, yeah. You do, and you know my backstory. But yeah, so first of all, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an anarcho-capitalist libertarian. Okay, so essentially, I don't believe in government. I think all government's evil, every form of it. It doesn't matter. I don't give a shit. It's bad. People are corrupt. Arbitrary people get put into power. Democracy means nothing. Like, it's like the 51% could beat up on the 49%. It's ridiculous. What is that? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a ridiculous fucking system. Like, it's all bad. Like, there's no system that really works besides true independent freedom. And I mean that with everybody. Everybody deserves true independent freedom. But before I was a cop for 8 years in New York City. I was a dumb kid. I didn't understand, you know, how things work. You just go, you're a city kid, all your uncles and cousins are fucking city workers. And you're like, you know, they're like, just do a city job. And you're like, oh, I started comedy first at 18, but then at 21, I went into the PD. Right. And then you really get in there and then like, you really see how things are. And you're like, oh, this is bad. This is all bad. And then, you know, the media will try to spin racial shit. And you're like, no, it's not about racial stuff. It's about money. If you have money, it doesn't really matter what color you are. You get away with it. I mean, OJ is a good example, right? I mean, like, yeah. This is one person. I mean, like, it just pretty much, if you have money, the system works for you, you know, like, this is how it is. So, that's my backstory of who I am today. I'm in the Libertarian Party. I'm in the Mises Caucus right now, which is for big gun rights. So gun control is bullshit. All gun control is racist. And again, you tell a liberal that, and they're like, what do you mean? You're a black dude. Let me ask you this. Has the government been kind to you?
Not at all. Not in the least bit.
Has the government been kind to your people?
Not in the least bit.
Okay. So you would think that if anybody in the country, any race of people in this country that would want to be armed to defend themselves against a tyrannical government, who do you think that race would be? Me or you?
That's very accurate. That's a very, very solid point, because I do research on certain things and I come across stories and things like that. And there was an event that happened in Philadelphia.
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about.
And I was floored because I knew nothing about this. You want to elaborate a little bit on that?
You know what I'm talking about. Essentially, I forget the group, like the FLA or something like that. I forget the group, but essentially there was like this terrorist group, not even a terrorist group, this fucking band of idiots who were like robbing banks and shit. And the Philadelphia Police Department literally firebombed the entire block and killed like a bunch of people.
Yes. And this is the wild thing. Yeah. Because I read up on this recently. So the group was called the Africans. They were like this black social, kind of social group that were robbing banks and doing stuff like that. And they kind of made a fortified bunker in this middle-class black neighborhood in Philadelphia.
Yep. Yeah.
The people in the middle-class neighborhood were like, hey, talking to the police, we want them out of here. They play that music all night. They're spreading their propaganda all through the neighborhood. Now, let me say this again. These are not poor black people.
Right.
These are middle to upper class black people. They're asking the police for help.
Mm-hmm.
And so the police finally come down there. They bombed the street.
Yeah, the whole street. Like the whole street went up.
The whole street.
Yeah.
So not only the people who were in the bunker who were actually doing terrible things, they bombed the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
So all those middle class families lost their homes. And that neighborhood like never recovered from it.
Yeah. So, you know, it's this guy. I mean, we'll get into the whole police thing in a minute. That's a different part of the racist part, right? So the police aren't a part of the racist part. I'll get into that in a minute. So like I brought up the point about, again, you guys out of all people should be like, yeah, we want to be armed in case, I don't know, they do this shit again. Because last time I checked, slavery was legal at one point.
Yeah.
Just because it's legal doesn't make it moral. You know, and I'll bring this up again when we do the police thing about the whole part. But after the Civil War, when slavery was officially disbanded and the amendment came through and all that stuff, right? There were still a lot of Southern towns because there now you had a bunch of actual racist white people back then, right? In the South, who went, okay, well, we can't own anybody anymore. Okay. Well, how could we still disarm this population? Right. So they can't ever get ahead of us. So what do they do? There was many, many towns where there was laws where black people were, it was illegal for them to own a gun. And if you were white, you had to own a gun. It was a law. You had to own a gun.
Yes.
Again, all gun control is racist. And you tell people this and they get fucking, and then again, this is mostly a liberal thing because they're dumb. And like white liberals are the most racist people on the planet. We could all agree on that. White liberal people are the most racist people on the planet because they'll look at themselves as like the king of black people or the king of Latin people or whatever the race or creed is. They look at themselves as the protector because they don't think that you could speak for yourself because that's, you know, racist as fuck. So white liberal people are like, oh, so if you saw an armed black family, would you be okay with that? It's like, yes, I want everyone to be armed, literally everybody to be armed to the teeth. I don't give a fuck. Anything the government has, we should be able to own. Oh, nukes? Yeah. First of all, you're not going to be able to own a nuke. You can't afford it. All right. So that's a dumb thing. But my point is like, yeah. And then there's another argument from the left. This is usually from the right. By the way, the GOP are cowards and they have no morals and they don't have any conviction. The right. Like everything they built themselves off of, like we're for gun control. We're for small government. They're not. They're complete pieces of shit. They just voted in for red flag laws. They're cowards. The GOPs are pussies, right? But the left is actively trying to take away guns. So their next argument is like, oh, it's for defending against the government. The government has tanks and drones. And it's like, okay, so first of all, we're neighbors, idiot. So if I get drone striked, guess what? You're getting drone striked too. How do you think this fucking works? We think I live in a desolate area. No, we live in cities, you idiot. Like, it's like there's this fantasy where like they think like the United States government can't be beat. And I went, I don't know, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, every single guerrilla warfare we've ever entered, we've lost. Because you could beat a standing army by guerrilla warfare. It's that simple. No matter how good we are, our military is, and how we could roll through other countries' military in a conventional warfare, sure, easy, right? once you get into an occupying state, you get wiped the fuck out. As you, again, it happened. We were in Iraq for 20 years and we lost. They literally, I mean, yeah, we didn't lose like super, super casually, but we didn't do what we said we were going to do. It's the whole thing's a mess.
You didn't accomplish the quote unquote mission.
And again, that's a whole, the war, the bullshit over the war is a whole different argument that we can't even get into today, but like, so just stick on guns. But that's my point. So it's a bad argument. So yeah, all gun control is racist. The whole point of an armed populace is to A, defend yourself against a tyrannical government, because again, slavery was legal at one point. Just because it's slavery doesn't make it moral. B, the other argument is, well, the police should have guns. Oh, goody. Let me tell you how much the police are awful. Because last time I checked, the police should have guns. Cool. The police watched your children die from 40 feet away. They listened to them scream. They listened to them fucking be slaughtered. And they were armed to the teeth, and they were too busy checking their fucking cool badass Punisher phone screens and laughing while children were slaughtered 25 feet from them.
And that's what I wanted to talk to you about. That's what I wanted to get to. I'm glad you brought that up. So you mentioned on your podcast with your dad that you were a former police officer and you were trained in how to handle situations like this. And for those who don't know, who shouldn't know this at this point? The Texas situation, Uvalde with the police officers, yeah, not going in, saving the kids. Whole mess. Sorry, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Cowards. They literally tackled parents. And by the way, what those parents should have done was arm themselves, shoot those fucking cops, and keep going to fucking shoot that fucking kid. I don't give a fuck. The fact that there's this fucking thing, like the police can't be dealt with, like that's because you've been bootlicked and brainwashed and conditioned into thinking that by the authority, which is the state and government, like the police are this moral authority. They're not. Cause I could point to literally how many situations, dude, how many situations. And again, it doesn't matter the color of your skin, because of course the black ones get nationalized. Let's be honest. It's a fucking media push, right? But I could bring up literally the countless white and Latino and fucking Asian people that got abused by the cops. Right. I mean, so many, they're garbage. They're not, first of all, they're not there to protect you. There's been two Supreme Court decisions that have come down already that have said the police actually are no legal obligation to protect the public or you. Their only job is to technically investigate crime when it's over. That's it. There's actually no legal obligation for the police to protect you. And you could tell by the riots of 2020, right? The people were like, hey, can you like not have my business and house burnt down? They went, actually, we're going to stand down. And you went, oh, I pay taxes. They went, oh, we don't care. And then if you went, well, can I stop paying taxes? They go, you can, but then we're going to throw you in a cage and take away your rights. They're not there to protect you. Arm the fuck up, because no one's coming to save you. No one's coming to save your family. No one's coming to save your business. No one's coming to save your house. They ain't coming. They ain't fucking coming, dude. You're there. You are the protector of your family. You are. You, the collective you, everybody listening, you are. You are. You have to arm yourself. That's it. Defend your property, defend your family. Fuck everybody else. Fuck these clowns who want to riot. Fuck the cops. They ain't there to protect you. The Uvalde thing was disgusting. Like you were saying, I took a lot of active shooter overtime training when I was NYPD. I took at least two or three courses. They're full 8-hour days. And literally the number one rule every single time was immediately engage the shooter. Because you are supposed to stop the loss of innocent life. That's your job. Yeah, you might get shot. Yeah, you signed up for this, dude. You signed up for it. You have to go engage the shooter, because what happens is that shooter now has to engage you. He has to. If he wants to keep doing what he's doing, he can't just keep shooting innocent people, because then you're going to kill him. And he knows that. Every shooter knows that. It doesn't matter, right? So they have to fucking flip the switch and they have to aim their sight on you now. And now you're an actual target and you're a threat back. Innocent child's not a threat. An innocent person holding a carriage or whatever isn't a threat, but you are a threat. He has to engage you now. And by the way, the mall shooter in Indianapolis, 15 seconds from the start of the shooting to when that kid was fucking dead, because that one kid had the balls to engage him from 40 yards away with a pistol, which is fucking crazy. You know how far that is with a handgun?
That's far.
It's so far. It's not. It's very hard. Handguns are very inaccurate. You know, it's a movies are lie. It's a lie. 40 yards is very fucking far. I think 25 yards was the furthest that we had to qualify with back when I was even a cop. So 40 yards is super far. And again, if everyone's armed, that shit doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. because what are you going to do? Walk into a mall, you're going to get one shot off and then get lit up. Like, that's how it goes. An armed populace is a safe populace. Again, that guy pulled out a rifle, went from the bathroom, shot three people. 15 seconds, that kid engaged him, hit, I think, four out of five or fucking six out of 10 shots, whatever the fuck it was, from 40 yards out. And what did he make that coward do? He immediately went, oh, shit, I'm not ready for this. And he tried to fucking run back in the bathroom. He died in the bathroom like a little bitch that he is. Because that's what cowards do. They die in bathrooms. That kid's a fucking hero. But no, you won't. Why wasn't that all over the fucking news? Why weren't they hailing the kid as a hero? Oh, it doesn't fit the agenda, right? Doesn't fit the agenda. Oh, let's talk about gun death numbers. All these gun bullshit advocate people want to talk about, oh, the gun death numbers are this. And you go, okay. Michael Malice has a saying, the media is factual, but not truthful, or truthful, but not factual, right? Or whatever, I forget how he says it, but like, you kind of get my drift of the sense of like, they're going to tell you the numbers, but they're not going to tell you the truth behind the numbers, right? So you look at the gun control, gun deaths in America, and it's like, I don't know the number. Let's just say 50,000. It's okay. Probably not. I'm just saying for hypothetical, let's just say 50,000, right? Then you go, okay, well, let's look at those. Oh, 2/3 were suicides? Wow, that's a lot less now, huh? Okay, yeah. So now you take 2/3 of 50,000. What's that? I don't know. I'm not good at math. It's less than 25,000, though, right?
Yeah.
It's about 17, 16, around there.
Yeah, something like that.
Around there. Okay, then you go, now let's look at gang-related shootings. Oh, another giant chunk comes off. Oh, wow, look at that. When you strip it down to actual random fucking, like, a mall, it's 1%. It's so, the rest is domestic violence, known to the victim or known to the perp, right? As in, like, we have a beef and I shoot you. It's like, and here's the thing, and again, no one wants to admit, if I'm going to shoot you, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to find a way to kill you. It doesn't matter if I have a gun or not. I'm going to kill you. If I'm committing to shooting you, I'm going to beat you with a bat. I'm going to stab you. I'm going to run you over my car. I'm going to kill you. Like, we're already at that point. like, look in England. There's stabbings constantly.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All you're doing by taking away guns, you're taking away the right for people to defend themselves. And again, this is mostly from the left, right? I go, oh, you guys care about women's rights so much. Cool. So you want women to be raped? Is that what you want? Because guess what rapes go down with? Oh, a gun.
Like,
it's that simple. You know, if a woman's armed and properly armed and some dude's like, booga, 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 out the bush, she goes, cool, I'm going to plug you in the fucking chest and watch you fucking suffocate to death from your own blood, you idiot. Because that's what should happen. I don't want to see, because I actually care about women and I don't want to see them get raped. So I want to see them armed and defend themselves and do jujitsu. Everyone should do jujitsu too.
let me ask you this. I think you bring up a lot of good points there, what you're saying. I think there is something to say about the shock value of these situations, like what happened in Texas, what happened in the mall shootings. It's horrible things. And I think that's where a lot of it comes from. Even if the number may not be as high as other crimes, it's a shock value. Like even the George Floyd situation is a perfect example of that. Like, George Floyd situation hit for so many people, not because who it was. It was because of the fact that we saw it live.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't matter who it was. Wasn't necessarily the person.
No, he's a no one. And I don't really care respectfully or not. He's a no one. He did nothing. He died. Like, it was the act, like you said, it was the act of what happened. Like, the guy's not a hero for getting choked out by the cops. Like, he's just not.
The act of Americans seeing this, like, oh, this is actually what's going on.
Exactly.
That's where everything comes from. And I think it's kind of the same thing with these shootings, where you just see that side of, like, okay, people keep going in schools and shooting up schools and nothing's being done about it. And as a person like you, because you care about kids, of course, obviously, you care about people. Obviously, you're a humane person. People like you kind of say, how do we stop this from happening?
Yeah, well, there are, I mean, you could arm the schools. I don't mean with teachers. You could I know how many
veterans. Thank God you
are,
said that. Don't
all No. Teachers are honestly, most of them are just like the police and doctors. Most of them are trash. Like that's just the truth. And people get mad when you say that, but I'm like, yo, the teachers union, the police union, the medical union association are the three worst unions in the country. They're all garbage. They all shill for bad actors and they're complete trash. Absolutely all of them. But you know, they're crazy. No, but like, you know how many veterans there are that would want that job?
That's a solid point. There's a lot of veterans who need jobs.
It's crazy to me. There are solutions. Again, why wasn't the fucking door locked? How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, this is what I'm saying. Everyone goes right to the guns, but no one wants to go right to the obvious answers of like Occam's razor type thing. It's like, was the fucking door locked? Oh, did the cops do their job? Oh, okay. So none of those things, right? And then you look at the whole SSRI issue, which is the fucking meds, right? And you go, well, that's weird. How come there were no shootings from like the 70s earlier? And then all of a sudden, the mass populace now, all these kids are getting SSRIs, fatherless homes, all these things coming up. No one wants to talk about that. But those are all like reoccurring things of these fucking... And then if you want to go into the little tinfoil hat part, all of these glow, if you catch my fucking drift, as in like, how many of these shooters were known to the FBI? How many of them have been interviewed by the FBI? They're, by the way, I looked this up. I forgot the name of the kid, but the parents are suing the FBI and the United States government right now because they're saying, and they have proof that the FBI tried talking their mentally ill son into being a lone shooter.
Wow.
Now, if you say that, people are like, you're a conspiracy, but I go, okay, but I'm making good points. This is a reoccurring theme. Why? No one wants to ask the questions. And because it's easy not to ask the questions, it's easy to go guns, because honestly, that's a low IQ fucking thing. I don't value your opinion. Like if you know anything about guns and you don't want to look at anything objectively, I don't value your opinion. If you just want to parrot the left-wing media, and again, I don't like the right. They're trash. I make that very clear. They're cowards and they're trash. But the left is trying to take away rights from us. And now the right is kind of too with the red flag laws are dangerous. You ever hear Duncan Limp?
No, I have not. Elaborate.
Actually, my friend Jose Galison just did a great podcast with his widow. You guys should check that out. The No Way Jose podcast. Duncan Limp was from Maryland. And he wrote some anti-government shit on Twitter or something, more of a government, right? All right. And which is, last time I checked, pretty goddamn in our rights to do that because it's our First Amendment right to shit on the government.
Yes.
Someone reported a red, because they have red flag laws in that county, which were like, oh, I think what you said is dangerous. So the cops without a warrant could just take your fucking guns from you under the suspicion of that you might be dangerous because someone else said something. That's it. There's no due process. There's no anything. So what these motherfuckers did was, in the middle of the night under a SWAT team, when Duncan Limp was sleeping next to his then pregnant wife, girlfriend, they shot him through the window.
Wow.
And killed him. And they won't release the body cam footage. And this is going on for years now. He was sleeping. That's just one instance. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is what I keep saying. The police are not your friend. There is literally no crime they won't execute you for. Eric Garner got, and by the way, Eric Garner was a piece of shit. Straight up. He was. Like, that guy was garbage. He shouldn't have been choked to death for a cigarette, though. See what I'm saying? Like, both things could be true, which is annoying to me that also people can't hold two thoughts in their head. I could sit here and go, the police are bad. They shouldn't choke you to death for selling loose cigarettes. Comma, Eric Garner beat his wife. And he's not a good dude either.
Yeah, two things can be true.
Both things can be true. Again, should he have died for cigarette? No, of course not. It's crazy. By the way, I kind of knew that cop, Panagliano, from like a What's Up basis. I was down.
Wow.
But
that
like,
had to be. So you know him has to be wild.
I didn't know him. Like, I didn't know him.
You know of him.
Yeah, like, I knew him like a What's Up basis. Like, hey, like I would see him every now and then. He worked in the neighboring prison. So the cops are like, when I had the argument about cops and people, I like to ask people this, and I'll ask you this. I go, are all laws just?
No, not at all.
Are cops' jobs to enforce all laws?
They're supposed to be, but they don't.
But they can, and they do. And some do, though.
Some do. Some.
That's my point. Those who do, that's when shit gets deadly. If you're willing to, there is okay. I just another video got released, and this is why I want to. This is why it's important for people to get this black and white. And I didn't mean that racially, but kind of get the black and white paradigm out of your head of like cops and black people. No. Cops against everyone. It's not us, me versus you and black versus, it's us versus them. That's what I'm trying to preach. It's us versus the state. They want it to be us versus us because then we don't talk about them. But I just watched a video of a black cop and I think a female Hispanic cop. There was this homeless big white dude. He's a veteran, which means nothing. I don't really care about the truth either, but like he's a veteran and like he had his dog with him. And he was like, they were like, hey, you can't panhandle. He's like, okay. So he was like walking away and they stopped him against him like that. He's like, I'm walking away. And it turns like a whole, so he wound up like tasing the dog, beating him up, like fucking cuffing him. Again, they wouldn't release the footage. And then they're like, oh, we'll drop the charges. And they said, they're not charges. And they're like, no, release the fucking footage. And I just watched it and it's fucking bad. You know, like the guy's fine. And the dog's fine, but like they just beat this guy up and tased his dog because they didn't like that he was talking back to them. Like that's what I'm saying. They don't care. They do not care. They just want they do as they're told. And this is a fucking very annoying thing from the right. And I don't mean the political right. I mean people who are on the right who believe in conservative more conservative leaning who are very like back the blue. I'm like, you guys are fucking stupid. I'm like, you don't get it. I go, you don't fucking get it. Because here's the thing. They see the riot stuff and like, they're attacking the cops. They go, the cops aren't doing their job. The people rioting are garbage. Everyone here is garbage. Secondly, I go, during the COVID lockdowns, when they unjustly shut down businesses against everyone's rights, and then you had that single mom of three in Texas who opened her bakery up because she needed to, I don't know, feed her fucking family. And who arrested her? Was it the politicians? No, it was the fucking cops. The cops went in and arrested a single mother of three because a politician told them that businesses can't be open because we say so arbitrarily. Fuck you. The cops are garbage. Politicians are garbage. Government's garbage. This is all fucking corrupt. Get guns. Defend yourself. Guns aren't bad. People are bad. That's it. And if everyone's armed, those shootings don't fucking happen as much. As soon as they do, they end. That's it. Every time I could pull up, I could show you and send you literally hundreds of videos of shootings that don't happen because it gets stopped right away. The media will never show you that because it doesn't push the agenda. It's just the truth. Right, I think the same time as that mall shooting, the kid that stopped the mall shooting, there was a barbecue party, like an outdoor party, where some guys started like going off and some chick pulled out her gun and killed him.
But
when you have to like go out of your way or like someone has to tell you about it. Like, it's not like, hey, great story today. Some random hero stopped a fucking psycho. It's never that. You just hear, oh, a bunch of kids. Of course you're going to hear that. You should hear that. But like, it's just going to be those.
I think that's because, especially now, we live in a society that dwells on the negative.
Of course,
you could put a whole bunch of positive stories about things happening in Amazing. Everybody will brush past those stories and go to the worst case scenario story.
Yeah, of course. But like, all right, see, you know who Mash Torre is?
Yes.
Okay, you do. I'm sure a lot of black people don't know who he is. I would assume, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
I would say, for those who don't know, Mash Torre is a dude from Philly, and he's big into urban like gun advocate, like arming the urban community, and like he drives around the country and teaches like free firearms training classes and all that. He's a fucking good dude, and like he you know combats people hard with the gun thing. He's like, no, he's like, why? Again, he said what I said. Why wouldn't we want to be armed? Do we have a good track record with the government? No. like you guys don't. Sorry, no one does, but like you guys definitely don't. So. Yeah. It's crazy to me that you wouldn't want to be armed.
I think that's the common thread I've heard when I talk to black people about gun control in this episode. A lot of them say, yeah, we kind of want gun control, but then we look at it like, we've seen what you guys done when we don't have gun control what you guys did to us, but we don't have guns.
There's too what's many. What's the black Wall Street massacre in Tulsa?
Tulsa.
That's a great Tulsa example. Massacre,
what example. I just talked about with the Philly thing.
Huh?
Too many situations where you have black people progressing, and then that progression gets halted because of, I hate to say it, white men with guns. Like, hey, we got guns. We're gonna destroy this. And we don't care.
The thing. Guns work. And when, so, okay, this is a white, pretty much a white thing, but like it's still guns work. Remember the Bundy cattle ranch thing from a few years ago, like 2016? Okay, again, for those who don't know, there was this guy who owned land and the government was like, that's our land now. He's like, fuck you, it is. And then they're like, well, we're going to take it. And then him and all the other ranchers said, fuck you are. And they literally met them at the line, armed to the teeth. And the cops were like, we should talk about this, right? Because they didn't, because they're like, oh, we don't want that smoke. It's that simple. Like, guns work. You when you have, which pretty much the Bundy guys were a standing army at that point. They were a small standing army. And the cops were a small standing army. So it's one of two things are going to happen. We're going to talk about this and we're going to come to fucking terms. Or this can be a fucking bloodbath because these guys ain't backing down and you guys ain't backing down. But this has to happen. Like that has to happen. More of that has to happen. And it's not. Because it's a lot of the big ass be like, go do that. But like, well, it's true.
Let me ask you this then. Do you think we can get to that point where we're policing our own communities?
Well, it should be privatized. The police department should be privatized. But before I even go into why, let me ask you, does anybody give a fuck about Chicago every weekend?
Doesn't seem like it.
No one talks about that.
They only talk about it when
no one talks about that.
When they want to make a point.
But because, no, the truth is white liberals don't care about black kids killing black kids in the black communities. That's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth. I don't like, I'll fight anybody all day on that. That's the fucking truth. They don't give a fuck because they're racist and they actually do not care about gun control. They care about their agenda. If they really cared, they would go into that community and help, but they don't at all. They stay the fuck away from it. And I also want to ask you this. Does banning anything work?
Normally, no. If you think, if historically, you could probably say no. Yeah. Like complete bans. No.
Did prohibition work?
Prohibition didn't work. No.
Are drugs illegal still?
For the most part. No.
Do people still do drugs?
People still do drugs.
Wow, that's crazy.
More than ever.
But they're illegal, though. That's wild. But they're illegal. There's a law. So I don't know how that's happening. Oh, because who the fuck cares? No, it doesn't matter. Criminals do not follow the law. It doesn't matter. You think the kids shooting each other in Chicago every weekend are law-abiding citizens? No. They're getting guns illegally and using them against people because they don't give a fuck about the law. Because, again, gun control is, name it, racist, immoral, fucking unjust, name it. Name a thing. That's all that. It doesn't. They do not care. They don't care. They care about their agenda. You know, they... Fully automatics are illegal already. Everything else is already single pull. Everything from pistols to rifles doesn't matter. It's just accuracy at that point and distance.
Yeah, I think that's... Well, let me ask you this. You might know a little bit about this. Why does this AR-15 keep becoming the gun of choice of these school shooters?
Oh, by the way, this Uvalde kid, he was, from all intents and purposes, the reports, a broke 18-year-old. Do you know how much two AR-15s and all those magazines cost?
A lot.
Thousands?
Yeah.
How the fuck did he get it?
That I don't know.
AR-15's
a lot of money.
Why aren't they asking those questions? Because it fucking glows. That's why. That's why. Because it's fucking shady. They're expensive as fuck, but they're easy. They're lightweight. They're easy to use. That's why. It's a good gun. That's the answer. It's just a good, reliable gun. They're accurate. You could fucking get a bunch of rounds off, single pull. So you just got to, as fast as you could do this, you could get the gun off.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
AK, too. AK is a very reliable gun. You know, you could drive that shit through mud. It's easy to clear. Like they're easier to clear. They're easier guns. They're not as complex.
So it's not, because I know earlier when these conversations were happening, people were thinking they were automatic and
No, because they're misinformed or they're willfully ignorant or they're lying. Yeah. It's one of the three, right? But they're not honest. None of it's honesty. Because if it was honesty, you would look right at it and go, well, I could Google what this is, and they would tell you exactly what it is. But no one does that because it doesn't help the agenda, right?
Yeah.
Their agenda is whatever their agenda is, which is get rid of guns. So they go, okay, you just had that one fucking Democratic, I don't know what the fuck she was, but she was like, sometimes like AR-15s are such a weapon of war that most of the time they can't even identify the bodies afterwards. I'm like, that's a lie. You're just lying. Like that's not, unless you stand over someone's face and just fucking, you know, which that's not what it is. So of course she gets mean to death, but people being like showing her like the T-1000 chest explosion, be like, this guy was shot with an AR-15 because you're lying. It's not what happened. Like, you know, like, yeah, some rounds could blow you up like a 50 caliber from a Barrett sniper rifle, which takes out tank engines. That would blow you up.
Yes, that's a big difference.
Do you know how big a 50 caliber barrack? It takes two guys to operate it. That's not what's happening. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, they're just lying. It's just lies after lies. No one's being honest.
Yeah, I think that is definitely a true statement. Like, people are being hyperbolic to get their point across and just for their side to be right. And I think that's kind of one of the biggest problems I have with politics nowadays in terms of we're not honest with things anymore.
No.
And they never were, to be clear. But now it's like, it's just blatant lies. As before it was like little white lies. Now it's like, it's just straight up in the open, big lies that we can see. You can see through if you just pick up a goddamn book.
Dude, did you please tell me you saw the press secretary of the White House? The reporter was like, so we're in a recession. She's like, no, we're not. He's like, we have been negative growth in 2 quarters. That's the legitimate definition of recession. She was like, no, it's not. Yes, it is. But like, it is. Like, they're just lying. And they think we're just like, okay. But here's the sad part. And again, fucking sad to say it, but the left, I can have a conversation with the right as someone who's libertarian and in my own lane, because I'm not in the middle. I wouldn't even say I'm in the middle. I'm definitely not in the middle, because if anything, I'm more of a right-leaning libertarian. You know what I'm saying? When I say that, I mean, like, I believe more in like economics. I believe more in gun rights. I believe more in that shit. I don't care as much about the social stuff. I don't think that's important to a country. I don't. Like, I don't care about, like, oh, my pronoun. I don't care. I don't care. Like, I care about where our money's going. I care about war stopping. I care about the police not murdering innocent people. I care about my gun rights. I care about my property rights. I care about that shit. I care about you and your family. I care about your rights. I don't care about your fucking bullshit made up nonsense. I don't. It's not on my agenda. So that's why I say I'm a right-leaning libertarian. But like, I could have a conversation with them normally. Like, they're usually more toned to be like, all right, I'll hear you out. The left, though, they'll just yell at you. They just argue with emotion. And you're like, I can't do this because I'm not talking with an adult. I'm talking with a literal child. Like, you're a literal child. Like, you're yelling at, like the Roe v. Wade stuff, right? Just popped out.
Yes.
I guess it's a funny way of saying that.
Yeah.
But like, you have these people, I've watching videos and TikToks and stuff of people going out there and just genuinely being like, what's your opinion? And they're just like, my body, my choice. He's like, I'm just trying to have a conversation with you. And they're like, my body, my choice. It's like, oh, you're mentally ill. Cause that's the thing a mentally ill person does. Like, that's not, you're not arguing for, I don't believe you. Like, that's a mentally ill thing that you, like, the left just yells at me. So I could be like, gun rights are gun laws are racist, and be like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you didn't even let me follow up with why. You just argued off a bullshit thing. What's going on right now with the economics and inflation, right? You have that douchebag Paul Krugman who's everywhere. This is veering off gun for a second, but like, my point is like, it's that's Keynesian economics, and Keynesian economics is like commie shit, honestly. Okay. It's a lot of it is like, oh no, inflation's transitory. It's good. We need to print money. It's commie shit. It lowers the price of the dollar. I subscribe to Austrian economics, which is like, end the Federal Reserve, stop printing money. Everything should go back to like gold standard, which we've been off since 1971. And again, these are all, but all this does come into play about the gun stuff. Like, why, again, remember since the 70s, shootings go up. Since the 70s, why are so many people living with their parents when they're 30 years old still?
Yeah, why? It does seem like an uptick.
You know why? I read an article the other day. Since 1971, triple the amount of people stay with their parents now than from before. And then you go, okay, why? And the people go, well, money, inflation. Right, but why? And then you go, well, what happened in 1971? Oh, Richard Nixon officially took us off the gold standard. That means our money is officially backed by nothing. That's it. And you go, oh, that causes inflation because then the Federal Reserve just goes, print money, print money, print money. And we go, well, that needs to be backed by something. And they go, no, it doesn't. Print money, print money, print money. And then no one has a job now. But no one wants to look at all these fucking issues. And then that leads to depression. And that might lead to the actual lone wolf shooter and not a fucking federal operation. You know what I'm saying? But no one wants to talk about that shit. No one wants to talk about the economy. No one wants to talk about family units. Why are all these shooters fatherless homes or bad father homes, whatever the fuck? Why? Why isn't there a kid from fucking Duke? And I don't mean a white kid. I mean, did black kids go to Duke too? A well-off kid, I'm saying. How come you don't see that off? How come you don't see well-off kids as fucking flipping their shit? Because well-off kids kill themselves, right? They do. Yeah. Well-off kids commit suicide, but they commit suicide. They don't go on killing sprees. Why?
It does seem like the school shooter has a specific race and background.
Oh, yeah. White.
White kid, broken home.
Well, this last one wasn't. The Uvalde kid wasn't. I think he was Hispanic, but like, still.
Yeah.
They're usually not black kids.
Yeah.
Like the black school shootings is like, again, gangbang and shit or like fucking personal vendetta. And that doesn't really count.
And even with that, it doesn't happen on a school-wide level.
You're right.
And I have a theory of why that is because I've seen it when I was growing up. When I was going to school, there was always police on campus. Mm. Everywhere. Like you go to school, you see a cop. You leave a school, you'll see a cop.
Yeah.
Like, and they was all around every corner. Like my 4 years of high school, I went to high school near the city. We only had one shooting. It was outside the school on a bus stop. It was a school. That was the only shooting we had on school because it was a girl who was skipping class with her boyfriend. And it was like after our lunch break. We used to go out for lunch breaks. And I guess the guy was in a gang. The guy drove by. Somebody drove by. Shooting at the guy, killed the girl.
Ugh.
Only thing we've had. And since my 4 years of school, and that, like I said, no school shootings. Nobody even brought a gun to school because we had that much security.
But that's my point. And again, I don't trust the cops, but you still have at least some sort of enforcement presence where some kid's going to be like, all right, well, if I'm going to shoot, I got to engage this guy first now. So there's still, you know, there's still a level of something. There's still some sort of barrier, but they don't want it. There's a great meme where it's like, I'm mad about this. And then they go, oh, I have a solution. And they go, I don't want a solution. I want to be mad. You know, and this is a lot. It's like, oh, I want to be mad about guns. It's like, well, here's a thousand solutions. You go, no, I don't want any of those. I just want to be mad about guns. Like, oh, so you don't actually want to fix the problem. You just want your thing.
Yeah. Pretty much a lot of people want to be just mad and be mad.
It's just not how it works. Sorry. I don't give a fuck.
But I think it's just one of those things that a lot of these schools don't have security, don't have trained security people to handle these situations at all, like in the least bit.
How come there's no school shootings in New York City?
I was thinking the same thing.
How come LA? How come Chicago even? How come Miami? How come all the major cities is no school shootings? Just podunk, small-ass schools.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I just beg people to ask questions. Just ask the basic. Don't believe what you're told. The New Zealand Prime Minister, that fucking piece of shit, just said in a press conference, publicly to the world, to her own people, just remember, if you don't hear it from us, it's not the truth. If that's not the most Orwellian authoritarian shit you've ever heard, bro, But people will still be like, I don't see anything wrong with that. It's like, what? Again, this is mainly from the left. They're just fucking, the left will mock religion, but government is their religion, and they're just dumb. Like, they'll suck the dick of government, but like, they'll mock you for believing in God or whatever. It's like, okay. Like, you know, Fauci just went on camera and said, I never said we should go into lockdowns. What? But like, that's crazy, right? Is it just me, or that's crazy?
Yeah,
because he was the forefront person for it.
Yeah, that's a whole, that whole situation is a whole other story.
No, but my point is like, yeah, the lying, saying, yeah, the lying just to your face, yeah, and they just go, no, that didn't happen, and you go, well, I have literally 2 years of videos that says you did, and they go, nah. I almost admire it, honestly. I almost admire the doubling down of lies. And this is every politician from Trump to Biden to, it doesn't fucking matter, right? They all just go, nah, I didn't do that. And he went, no, but you have it. We have it. You did. And he went, and they just go, nah, I didn't do it. And he went, but you did. And they go, nah. And then it just goes away.
Yeah.
Why is Maxwell the only person in jail?
Because they don't want anybody else to go to jail. That's why.
Exactly. Bring it back on guns. Vegas shooting. The biggest mass shooting in American history. Right?
Yeah.
How come I heard multiple guns going off at the same time? I have ears. I've been around guns. I know what it sounds like. When you have and while that's going off, you also have different, that's two guns going off at once. So one guy, some old man in his fucking late 50s, I believe.
I think he was in his late 50s, yeah.
Lugged countless heavy-ass assault rifles into this room, barricaded it, built a whole fucking safety feature in there, and then was able to accurately shoot multiple rifles at once. Interesting.
Yeah. That is a conversation for another day.
That's what I'm saying. It's just, but like, ask questions. This is what I want people to just ask questions. Ask. Be like, oh yeah, how did this fucking 18-year-old poor kid whose family is poor afford all this weaponry with no money?
Yeah.
Because you can't, you could walk into a lot of places, you could absolutely walk in and buy a gun same day. You know what you can't do? Walk in, be like, I'll pay for this later. And they go, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
That's not a thing anywhere. Yeah. They go, no, give me $1,000. And then you can walk out. They don't go, ah, you look like a upstanding kid. Yeah. We trust you. Here you go. Here's two assault rifles and fucking 20 clips.
They'll bend the rules if you have all the money. They're not gonna do that.
Right.
If you're broke.
No. It's just ask yourself the basic questions. That's it. And go, does that make sense? You just ask yourself, is that common sense? Does that make sense? Remember the Aurora shooting, the Joker shooting? Why were they at the dude's trunk checking his rifle?
I don't know.
Wasn't the rifle inside?
It was supposed to be, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Just ask questions. Just ask yourself basic questions. Be like, that's weird, right? Why is that? And then look, try to look into it. It's just guns aren't populace as a safe populace. Again, 2/3 of all the gun deaths are suicides. And when you start to peel that back, like I said, it's gang violence, domestic violence, individual one-on-one perpetrator violence, known very, very, very rarely as just a random shooting. Very rarely. Arm yourself. The cops ain't coming for you.
There you go. All right. Thank you for coming on, Adam. Thank you killed it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Later.
Later.